Tridesh, he doesn't mention this Ramo as a Messiah, as a Seyuah. Dich afal pishe peit mi matapshir, dich shein bi'atzbom b'gumi, u'schuchim, botul chshivosayim. So it's not mashma that the Taz understood the Ramo the way the Prichodosh understood. So the Pkumi Matzim on the Mashma Hochheim is Shebeetze Meinen Pogum Kein Zipat Meyo Vahakein Hivish V'Nisrach. He doesn't mean that. He doesn't mean that. Because if he the Taz also understood Ramo that Pkumi Matzim means that it was not Pogum Mikorei, but then he became Huvash and Nisrach. So why does he have to say Tichshin Ba'atzmon Pkumi Musrichin Botoch Shevesayim? No! If it's a Tzipat Meir, let's say something that originally was very edible, and then it became Huvash because it was exposed to very high temperature, and because of that it became Nisrach, it became non-edible. So Mimele it's Mutar because it's Nivelo Shinoil Geir, not because Botoch Shevesayim. How is it the Ramo, the Taz says, Botel Shemesayeh? So it appears from this Taz that he didn't understand the Ramo the way the Prichodosh understood the Ramo. But he understood the Ramo, Kipshute. When he says, Kayetzebo in Epkumim Beatzmon, the Ramo means to exclude, to negate an insect that is so Ruach Mikore, like Zvubim, let's say roaches and ants and so on, that are not edible. But the Torah said it. So the Torah said that in Achaname. So the Ben is Oser, one is Chayv Malkes when he eats roaches. But when it becomes Mured, so Midrash said there is Bittul Berov, but the Chachomim were Misakei, that in Berya fill Berov the bottle because of the Chshives, so then the Rabbonon of Berya fill Berov the bottle.
We need one of Chshives to Berya and Kayitzibo. You know, I'm going to be Atzmo. אף על פי שפייס ממעטב שיראים המתאים על תודה. דיבר על מיכאי ציבור כי נחתיך הורי על נסחה בי, בידור שבמין ומחלגם, גוף ריבות ובאל, הפלורים הם נסיתם. היא תחתור שיהיו פקומים בעצמו. הפילופייגים קצס. גם זה ניצור שיהיו גנידם עד שיקוץ באוכלי הפילופייגים קצס, יניס את הרובס. אבל גובר שאיני נסיתם, לא משווח ולא לדם עושה. So the Shach, he calls it the Shach. So the Shach says, only when the Tam is diminished, even though it's still whole Achille, so in the Gabi Tam, we apply the Aloche of Nevi'ah Shenavim Igea. But suppose it's neither enhanced nor diminished, then it is us. Our Dover Shein is in Tam, Lui Bishvach, 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 with the Shabbos Baal Behei, Shem Ari. Mir and me, Raya, and my the Kaimelo, and they will be given when it's in Ta. But the Lord, the Kaimelo, the group is on Gitchen, the Muach, Tzorich Samach Nege. Tzorich Samach Nege, Uchliyu, Simen Samach Hei. The Avo Gav, the Eini, the Avo Gav, the Eini, 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 דאבל גב דנני סינטם צורך סמך נגל לגוח איזה גרושה עומד הדו אמרת לא ישבח ולא ידם עושה ויש מי שאומר מי ידהיים דווקא כשניסה לפי סמואת עם את המרוב אבל מי סמרוב מסיכת המואת ואפילו מחצה או מחצו אין אם רבי סינטם נפגם מותר עד שניפגם לגם שנראו למחלות because when can we say that ני סינטם נפגם is muter, even though it's still all achile, but not as good, only when there is bitterbo. But there is aloch of tam kikia, so when it's nice in tam lirgam, there is no aloch of tam kikia. But if there is no rob, then there is no bitterbo. So then we must tell that it's nipsu melech lirgam. It is chatos sif al pehei kosap, vein lechalik, beinimche loy nimche. והותם קיקה דרייס, אבל ביתם פוגום וחושב טעם ובוט. So it's much from the Shach, it's the Chaim explains it, that actually there should be people going. But there is a lot of Tam Kikya. So Lemi Boy according to the Shane in the Tam Kika is only in Isara Essay alright. But even those who say that for Tam Kika there is Malkis, but it's still based upon the new Aloch of Tam Kika. But the new Aloch of Tam Kika precludes Bittl. But when there is no Aloch of Tam Kika, so then there is Bittl. It's implicit in the washing of the Shach. So Tam Kika the Raisa the Tam Pogum the Choshev Tam. So, but when does the new Aloch of Tam Kika apply? Only when there is a Tam Shuvach. But if there is a Tam Pogum, the Aloch of Tam, the new Iser of Tam Kika doesn't apply. And if it doesn't apply, so there is Bittl Barov, Ubotl. In Kain Radin, Gufa Iser, Name Botl. Even if it's Limch. As long as there is Bittl Barov. Aber Nisamir, Nehube, is a Chatamuet, so he said, Vachin Tzir, so he said, the Tzir is also the same thing. ואם שאין שם המושך של ניסה אותם מלבד, אף ניסה מרובה בית המועט מות. זו לשם הרעשבו, ונראה שהתלונופו לשיחה את המועט, והכירה, זה יקה. So true, we still require, because it's possible. It's possible. So in other words, so if there is a tam mishibach, so then we require shishi. Why? But after all, he identifies the chliche, he can recognize it. The answer is a mashu of it, part of it, might have been nifrat and replaced by particles of eter. And it seems the only part of it was nifrat and replaced by particles of eter. So it didn't affect the appearance of the Chatiche. That's why we are able to identify it and to recognize it. But it goes without saying, there is no doubt that when you recognize the Chatiche, that the bulk of the Chatiche was not Nifrat. If the bulk of the Chatiche had been Nifrat and replaced, then you wouldn't be able to recognize it. So there is certainly wrong. So this is where I'm near, Shaku, no, for the Sechet Amuret, we hear, is there still a little bit of that? We shake out of the timing. We don't even have Moshe. Bahavu Gav Mishan, Bechurei, when there is a time in Shubach, the answer is so that's only Shayach if there is a time in Shubach. So since we don't know how much, so we have to Mishayach B'Shishin the whole thing. Hashte Deim, but in case where it's a time Paul, Hashte Deim Be'ibano Asim Nisitam, and it's a time with a Kual. וכמשאמרנו בהתא שנתבש על ידי או שנתבשימו ואתם בכלנו מסביבה לא ידענו שאין פליטוסי וכו'. אלא שכל שתמי לשבוח אנו מחמירים בי כי סיינגה שאורכי ששמו פולטה שאיתנתם not that the whole thing was nifrat. I mean that's impossible that we will be deceiving ourselves, but maybe there were enough was nifrat to give it up. Reshim Baji Tanta was the Hira Kosh Tayyid Taylor when they went to Tama Tirace. You got to Shiris a pogum and Sharon Behule, El Bitani. Bitani Kimishane, Shari Pogum Atka. Alright, so it's Mamish implicit in the Losh of the Rash. The Med were Mamurim Shepin was not safe. How much we have said Payday, or Payne Sivish Biah Hose, Luther Napshik, Isim Shazuposki, or Payne Sivish Biah, Ose, Pirish. Achashish Biah. So what does it mean, Pagan, when you say Vishbiach is Osa? So it doesn't mean that since it's destined to have a Tam Mishubach later on, so even before it became a Tam Mishubach is Osa, that's not. In other words, to take a concrete example, in other words, if the Chatchila in the Tarubes was in Jerisim Tzemen, was in Jerisim, in Jerisim Reitrim. So then it's a Tam Pogum. But then we know that when it cools off, it will be Tam Shubach. So only if he eats it after it cooled off, if he eats on the Tarubes after it cooled off, but if he eats on the Tarubes before it cooled off, so it's not us. So I mean the Taz also means if hey, Chemetz Yainesa Shinofu is here Frisi, the Mutter, Haimish Shinofu Bereitrim, ואיכון כשאין ריתכי. But if he didn't eat it כשאין ריתכי, he waited until it could go, then if there's a time shuma chovayt, it only becomes us. Oy peidim v'sev yishbiach osam, pirash achas she yishbiach. Avol keidim she yishbiach, imuta, avol pi she efsher, she yashbiach hachakei, kim de hashte peidim. So we don't say, you don't say in view of the fact that it's destined to become Tam Shubach. So even now, while it's still a Tam problem, it should be also. That we don't say. Kim the hash the peigimu. Mi de de have agderas melech. Alright. Neser atav shlasheini. So, vim bishle bohakei, ato gav de visa mis tam lirgam vamach mutam komach magir aso, vim bishle bohakei vim meisreiz, תפשיל של איסאו מישי מסנתם לשווח נסר התפשיל השם עם מאויה ביסמלך נגד אור איסאו מישי דהבתי במה שכבוסי פוגום ולפסאי תשביח So true, in the first day it gave it time problem but in the second day it gives it time לשווח So you cannot say but since it gave it time problem originally in the first day maybe it should remain with that No, we see that even if the time it fell into the Beire, so the Grisim were retry, but then they could all, so it became Oseh. So here too, so even though in the first Beire, the Tam Kinka didn't take effect, but in the second Beire, when it did the Tam Shubach, Tam Kinka was take effect. Shishi Negedois. Nesar Tafshashini, in Oya Bissamach, נגד אוריסא ראשי, אבל לצורך סמך נגד תלבור גדירו, תחיבן, דהוי לפוגום, ונאסס נבל. So in other words, in the second day where it gives it up to Shubach, so then we require 60. So we do not require 60, נגד everything that was בלוע בדגדיה. Because since in the first day he gave it a problem, so he couldn't say that even the heter that was Golua in the first day together with the Yisra should also become a Tichat Yisra. Because in the first day the Aruch of Tam Kika didn't take effect in the first day. So the Golua heter, the Golua Yisra gave it a problem in the Golua heter. So the Golua of the heter in the first day that was Belua and Liptak Dere did not become an entity of Yisra because the Yisra, the Belua of Yisra, gave it a problem in the Belua of Heter. But we only need Shishim, Negev Yisra Rish. I will tell you something about Pablo Gidera. If you have a problem, last minute. Alright, now. Avo, in Miyaru, Hatav Shilo Rishi Bicha, Vitoch Vyahakina, תוך והכין הקאט לתפשיל שני, שהוא גם כן פייגי, זה אומר סרק דר. דאבל ניסן טעם בא ניסן טעם. הוא ניסה בקאר והקאט לתפשיל, התפשיל מדר. ועדיין כולי יתר. So the Shach, you see, when the Shach wrote the Sipsi Kehen, so he wasn't aware of the Torah Zohar, because they both wrote at the same time. They both wrote at the same time. So then, after the Shach saw the Torah Zohar, so he wrote the Asoges, the Mikulis HaKesem. So the Taz has the Kashi against the Ramo. Why does he say in Mia wa Tapshul Rishi Yichav Vitochve? So he mentions an example where the Kav absorbed at the very outset the Nisa problem, even if it absorbed the Tam Shubach. But then we still have not banad yetere. We still have not banad yetere. So the teretz that the Mikudas HaKesem gives is because the Ramo Rishitosei, the Ramo Paskos like the Rishenim, that not banate tere is oser, but it's only muter if there are three not banats. So that's why the Ramo mentions an example where at the very outset the calf absorbed the tam problem. Because if at the outset the calf absorbed the tam mishubach, so then we would have only two not banats, the tere, and two not banats, the psak of the Ramo, is that it's oser. So this is what Nikudas HaKesem says. But when the Shach wrote the Sipsi Kehen, so at that time he was not aware of the Hasodah of the Torah Zohar, but he still emphasized that in order to dispose of that possible argument. So that's why he says, "L'nes Hagera Da'am Nisim Tam Ba'Nisim Tam Ho'Yisa B'Kav." That's one time. והקו בתפשיר, so it's the second נבנה דתירה. והתפשיר בדרך, so it's already the third נבנה דתירה. So that's why it's מותר. ועדיין כל ההתה, כי נגיד פה, כי נגיד בסביטר שחץ. אבל כשאין שום רגע, ואין לנו הרי, תאים, אני לא עושים את פייה. ואם אומרי, in other words, what is the Ramose here? Chimbo Roshim Itam. That it doesn't make any difference. Whether it's a tam problem or it's tasteless. Suppose it doesn't give any tam. So it's also like tam problem. It's also like tam problem. Right, now. Vim Mulek, afim linki abisa levado livki. Elo al divut gomaracha shim isayi. Kim shenof abisa levira shim isbomelach letabu. Yiduchim, vim Mulek han tamelach vatabu shebolo hoyo ki abisa livki. Afilo hoche mit, in other words, even though the Yisr is only pagan, the Yisr is only pagan, maldigo baracha shem Yisayei, so it's still considered as Mason Tamlin God. As Mason Tamlin. Alright.
Yeah, why do they use the term koach?
What is it?
So it's afilo en koach b'yisul v'ra, why do you say it?
Fine, that's right. Ilo mole amela v'atavni shebo. So the Yisrael wouldn't be able to be pagan.
So
we could argue that since the Yisrael by itself had it not existed in Tarubes, together with the Tavlin, would have given Tam Mishubach some Mele, and the only reason as to why it gives it Tam problem is because it exists in a mixed state with the Tavlin. But the Yisa by itself is capable of giving a Tam Shubach that the Aloha of Nesin Tam Liv Dam shouldn't apply.
Isn't that in the Chefs and not the Koach? I mean, the thing itself might not be a divine.
No, that's what it means, because the Tzias it gives a Tam Fogum on account of the effect. And yeah. In other words, the Tavlin serves as a catalytic agent in realizing the Tam Fogum. But if not for the existence of the tavlin in the mixture, so then the Yisr itself would give it Tam Mishubach. So you could argue, since the Yisr itself, by itself, would give it Tam Mishubach, that some mele, the Aloch of Tam Kikya should take effect. So come on, no. The Adi Nifre, Kishu Upegi, Mipne Shein Shom Melech Utavli, Vini Ohoyo Shom Melech Utavli, Koro, Where are you Upegi? So, Muta, Kim, there has to be a pig. Alright. Now, Shemin Udvash, Shemin Udvash, now here, Shemin Udvash, Shemin Udvash, Aval Tishay Udvisholi, Mutorim, Kishapos of Pigim Sashemin, Umasrih Erchem Udvash. That's one sheet. That Bosor is Nesin Tam Livdam. Even the Bosor Ben is Nesin Tam Livdam in Shemin Udvash. In Shemin Udvash. And the second sheet is the Marvil, the Agoy Shalidure, that Boso gives the Tam of Dam only in the Mashke of Vash. But in Vash itself, it gives the Tam of Shem. Shem of Vash, Rosh Naram, and Pirk, it's time for Ahor Asuras. Vichot Zvat is in Mishne Shom, this Mirlei, this Tam Kelim Shalim to Chobim, and Bnei, the Chim Kosal Ves Yosef, the Tam of Simen, Simen Kup Chol Beis, Vim Kim Koshe, Kim the Kosak, the Tam of Simen Kup Chol Beis, Sivov, the Tam Kelim Shalim to Chobim, Emon, the Yerimon, אם כן הוכד הוא אב הוכן מותר וצורך לימה דולהי וכאן דימה הרמב״ם אל מיל מלביפוס הפגם של הדף you see there is two פשוטים in the שיטס הרמב״ם in the שיטס הרמב״ם the Gemara says the Mishnah mentions among the things that the Chachomim Asher of the things של Akhu that the Chachomim Asher so the Gemara mentions the Mishnah mentions in Avrizor הפרקים המילים שמן שלה but then the Brisa says that Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyeh was mivakel that hakol. He was matashem. So originally the chachomim asat shemen shel akum, and then the later chachomim, the subsequent chachomim, the bezdin of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyeh, they took off. They were mivakel that hakol. How could they be mivakel? So the answer is, because it was not mispashto b'riv atzibo. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to be mivatel. But it was not mispashto b'riv atzibo. But originally, the chachomim were misakin, the shemen shel akum is osa. There is one girsa in the Mishneh that Rebbe who bizdine, Rebbe who bizdine, you are mevatel et hakama. So some Rishonim say that that's your own girse, because it's mentioned in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Anosi, Rabbi Yehuda Anosi, Rabbi Yehuda Anosi, Rabbi Yehuda Anosi was a grandson of Rabbi Nakodesh, of Rabbi Yehuda Anosi. And some Rishonim say it's not a erroneous girse, but at first Rabbi Nakodesh wanted to be mevatel et hakama, but it was not discovered by the Chachamim, and then the time of his grandson, Rabbi Yehuda Anosi, So it was discovered by all the Chachomim, whatever it is. Anyway, the Chachomim originally asked Shem Shalachum, and then the Takone became one. Just as in regard to Balkari, that is also the Teira. So there was originally Takone that is Osea, but then that was the Chachomim Mumvatio, because it was not his Pashit Berevatzim. That's in regard to Shem. So in regard to Shemen, so originally the Chachomim asked Shem Shalachum. And then it became with, in regard to Dvash, the Mishnah says, in so many words, Eilu Dvorim Sheitiru B'Shalachom. And always, the Chachomim did not Aser. And one of the things that the Chachomim never tried to Aser, even though it's Shalachom, is Dvash Shalachom. So, now, there is a Hitzot Mishnah. Now, I'm explaining it in order to understand the Shach and Sifri Dalet. It's not so important for Sifri Gimel, but it's very important for the Shach and Sifri Dalet. So the Mishneh says, Well, so there's a girse. So many Rishonim say it's an erroneous girse. But even if this is an erroneous girse, but Rabbi Yehuda Anosi certainly ubisdimeit, certainly your matashem. Certainly matashem. Then the Gemara says at the end of the Hilam of Beis, Vashemen Shalem, Shemen, Rav Omar, Benil Gozor Omar, Ushmuel Omar, Znifoson Shalkin, Tmeim Risav. So Rav says that originally Shemen Shalakun became Osea, Machmas Tarakonas Bemiel Ubizdin. And Shmuel says no, not because of Tarakonas Bemiel. So Zlifoson Shalkin, why did the Chachomim Aser it originally? Because Zlifoson Shalkin came to me in a Sefer. Or to Kula Aume, Ech Tarakas Nino, and Zlifoson Shalkin Asur in Isav. Shalkin Asur in Isav. So, Omar and Shmuel Ra, Bishlein Olividin, Yamine, Zlifosan Shalkin, Asurim is out on that, so that because of the killing, because they used the Shemen in the same killing that they were mevashing all kinds of things, Dvorim Asurim, so in Mele it was possible that the Shemen of an Akum that was cooked in a Kele that had a Bli of Isaiah. A Bli of Isaiah, so Mele, the Bli of Isaiah was Niflab, and it became commingled with the Shemen. So because of that, the Chachomim originally asked. So Shmuel said to Rab, Bishlein Olividi, that the Chachomim didn't answer it, that Doniel didn't answer it Mishum Chidu. According to Rab, Doniel Obizdinei Asat Shemen Akum, Mishum Chidu. Just as the Chachomim Asat Yain Shalakum, Mishum Chidu. Mishum Chitim, Mishum Nisayim. So the Chachomim originally, Doniya, who based in it, originally Asar Chemin Shalakum, Mishum Chitim. Mishum Chitim. According to Shmuel, it has nothing to do with Chitim. Even originally, it wasn't based upon the Chitim, the time of Chitim. But because of the Bliya, of Bliya Surah that might be in the Kelim in which the Shemen Shalak, the Shemen was in. So Shmuel said to Rav, Mishum Nisayim, Damine, it is not based upon chitun. Hayne dechiyose Rav Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Mose. V'yomar dorish Rav Simon yevin tzivin. Shemen Rav Yehuda bizdinin in all of iteru. Kosod anis in tam l'vdamit. Elo didoch. V'yamre Daniel gozer olov. Mishum chitun. Daniel gozer avos Rav Yehuda anosin. Vatelei. V'atnan bez doch levatel dir bez chaveirei. Elo yikein godu imenu. V'chochmo. So this is what Shmuel. So Shmuel tried to prove that Daniel wasn't Geizeya Mishim Chitun and Shemet. Because if Daniel had been Geizeya Mishim Chitun, so then there would be no, so it would be impossible for Rabbi Yudah Anossi's Bezdin, Rabbi Yudah Nisiyah's Bezdin, to be Mevaklet. Because in Bezdin, Rochel Vakel, Dura Bezdin, Chavir, Tzad Lachamir. But, according to Shmuel, that it's not based upon Chitun. But why did the Chachomim Aser it at first? Because of the Bliyeh. The Bliyeh of the Kelim. So the reason is why Rabbi Yudah Nisiyah passed it, that it's Muteh, because he was Machriya. He was Machriya that Nisim Tamil Gam is Muteh. Listen, Tamil Gam is Muteh. Alright, anyway, that's one of them. Then we have another Gemara. Then we have another Gemara in our Zohar. Omar Rav Sheshis, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Hay Mishche Shlike Dar Amoye Osa. So this is what Rav Sheshis said. In other words, that oil that was cooked by Goyim, so is Osa. But Rav Safka says no. And of course he asked me, like Rav Safka, that even if the oil was cooked by Akum, so it's still Muta. And there is no Isa. Lemay Meicheshwa. Im Shumar Yehuve Mishchesa. If you are cheshish, that the shemen that was cooked by Akum, by the Chovim, should be osa, because of the possibility that it was cooked together with something else that is osa. The Gemara doesn't say, what? If you are going to osa, because of the possibility it was mixed with something that is osa, so misfasori gives it tamil gam. So it is tamil gam. So in other words, apparently it was the derech of the Nochre in those days, Bizman Chazal, to cook the shemen together with something else that is osa, to mix it with something that is osa. So Rashi explains it. He says, "Imayim yechushlo yishem yiruve misresore." So that's mean yiruve. Yiruve shemon isare b'yayin. In other words, it was the derech to mix shemen with wine, and the wine was yainis. So you can't aser the shemen that was cooked together that was cooked by the cooked shemen of an akum on the basis of the possibility lest the akum mixed it before he burned it. So he mixed it with yain eser, because if he did, that's very possible that the shemen was mixed with yain eser. But that yain eser, when it's mixed with shemen, gives it tam pogam shemen. So it's based on Tamil Gam. Misreso, Yishim Mishuri Akum. Nechluk Mishacha. There is a cloud that something that could be eaten raw, even not in a cooked state. So then, it's mutal to eat it in a cooked state in spite of the fact that an Akum cooked. Why? Because, why did the Chachom Nasa Mishuri Akum? Mishim Chitim. So in other words, if it couldn't be eaten without being cooked, then an Akum cooked it, an Akum worked for the Israel. So in Melee, it's conducive to much excessive fellowship, and it might lead to intermarriage. Mashiach came if it could be eaten without being cooked. So in other words, so the Israel who eats it doesn't feel indebted, doesn't feel so grateful to the Akum, because even without the work of the Akum, he could have eaten it. So in Melee, there is no Nisar Mishra. And if you are going to Asa, the Mishcha Shlike Daramoy, because of the possibility of Bliye, that is Boluah Abisir, they can agree, Nesim Tamil Damu. Nesim Tamil Damu. So that's one Gemara. So the Gemara says that Mishcha Shlike Daramoy is good. In other words, that means after Rabbi Nisiye was martyred, was to go. After he removed the Yisrael of Shemen Akum, so you could still say, but if it was cooked, it's also. So the Gemara tells us, Rav Safka tells us, that even if it was cooked, once Rabbi Yudah Nisiyeh removed the Yisrael of Shemen Akum, so it's not. And there is no Choshe of Yehuve, not only it's Yehuve, according to Rashi, with Yain Esech, because Mishchaso. And Yishin Gochomin is in town with Damun. That's one Gemara. Then there is a Mishnah that flew by Metesom Beis. Even we're talking about here. Cholov shechol beyo vichovi v'yisrael reyu v'advash. So Advash, at the very outset, was declared as Mutah. Vashala. So the Gemara says, why is it that the Chachomim even at the very beginning, when they asked so many things that were done by Yaakov, so why didn't they ask Vash? So Vash, my Nechishlo, Yivishim Yeruve, again, if you should say the Chachomim should ask it, because of the possibility that Vash was mixed with something that is Osea, so it gives it time, so the Dover Osea gives it time, Mishra, so it gives it time with Dam. So again, Rashi explains it. What does it mean? Yivishim Yeruve, Mishra, so if you are going to Mechishish, lest it was mixed with Yayin, so Yayin gives a time problem in Vash. So just as Gemara said according to Rashi, that Yayin gives a time problem in Shemen, so Yayin gives a time problem in Vash. Yim shim agub en misra sor, yim shim shilev in chobim, nechal kmo ishe ucha. Yim shim yulev in chobim, neisim tam with gamu umit. So Rashi explains the Gemara yim shim agub en misra sor, both Gemara's, regarding Davi Shemen, regarding Mishra Shlik, and also regarding Vash, that Im Shemeruve with Yai. But the Avishayim will say that when Gemara says Im Shemeruve, Mishra Sore, so it gives a time problem, that it doesn't mean that if you are going to Becheshish, lest it was commingled, it was mixed with Yai. But if you are going to Becheshish, lest it was mixed with Boso. Boso, Osa. So Mishra Sore, so Boso gives. So according to that pshat, there is a Gemara that Boso gives a tam togum in Shemen, and that Boso gives a tam togum in Vash. So there is one shite that Mishra Sore in both Gemaras, pain in connection with Mishra Shlik, pain in connection with Vash. So Mishra Ruben means with Yai. And there is another pshat of Mishani, that Yimshimuruve Mishra Sore, if it's a tam problem, it means if you are going to the Cheshish, lest it was mixed with Boso, that is Osea, so Mishra Sore. Mishra Sore. So according to that pshat of Mishayim, there is a Gemara Mefureshes, that Boso gives a tam problem in Shemen, and Boso gives a tam problem, and Boso gives a tam problem in Dvash, according to Rashi's pshat. So Yimshimuruve means with Yai. So there is no Gemara in regard to Boso. You see, so that's the Shaila, you see. That's the reason as to why we have a Machlekes, as to whether Boso gives a Tam Pogum, or Boso gives a Tam Shuba. It all depends. If we explain it like the Rishonim, that Yimshim Yehuve means Yehuve with Boso, Yimshim Shinsarev with Boso, so then there is a Gemara Mefureshes that Boso gives a Tam Pogum. Bein Shemen, Bein Vash. But if we explain the Gemara like Rashi, Yehuve means with Yai, so there is no Gemara. So you could still say there is no Gemara, but you could say it gives a Tam Pogum anyway. But if you don't have a Gemara, Meheche Teise, that it should give, that it gives a Tam Pogum.
Let me.
So then there is another pshat. There is another pshat that there are some Rishonim who say that in connection with the Gemara, in connection with the Gemara, Ligabe, Mishra Shlike, so they are, it means with Shemen, so Mishra Ruben means with Yai. In connection with the Gemara, Ligabe, Dvash, when the Gemara says, Yehuve Sore, there it means Bosa. Not the same, you see. So they are three different pshatim in the Gemaras. We're calling to one pshat. So both Gemaras of Yehuve has reference to Yai. According to another pshat, both Gemaras of Yehuve has reference to Boso. And according to a third pshat, so one Gemara of Yehuve in connection with Shemen means Yai. And the other Gemara of Yehuve in connection with Vash, it means Boso. It means Boso. Now let's see. Now, the Rambam in Perek Yuzayin, of Machos Asures Halochachov Bei says as follows: Shemen shel Akumuta. In other words, that's after the Takono of the Yudah Messiah. Shemesh Rakum Muta. Umisha Israel Hamizayim Bechad Gol. That's Yerushalma, the case is mentioned. That Yom Ameire said to another Ameire, because Reb Simoye was made that Rebbe was in Eitiru, or Rebbe was in Eitiru, was in Eitiru, whatever. So he tells Hashem. So Shmuel Kidwal. So once you heard that Reb Simoye was made, that Bezdin of Rebbe or Rebbe was in Eitiru was lifted the Nisar of Shemen Akum. So he started to eat Shemen Akum. Rav Leoch. But Rav refused, even after Reb Simoye was made. Omar Shmuel Rav, that's Yerushalm. Echeir, O Yanok Sibalor Zokimam. You eat, if not, I'll write a ksav that you are a Zokimamre. I mean, he didn't mean Mamesh is Zokimamre. Zokimamre, Mamesh is Zokimamre, so only if he's really come Beznagod of Nishke Sagozis, I mean, there was no Beznagod of Nishke Sagozis. Assuming that there was a deal of Beznagodl in respect to certain things, even after it moved from the Lishke Sagozis. On that point itself, there seems to be an Achol Yerushalim. But a deal of Zokmamre, Chiyuv Nisa, is only when one is Chirik on a Yeroi of Beznagodl in Lishke Sagozis, not on a Yeroi of Beznagodl in Yav. And here it was Rabbi Nisiye, so the Bezmi of Nisuya, or even if we say Rebbe. So, not Mamish is Zokmamre, it means it's an Arei. So that's why the Rambam mentions everything. Shemen shel akum muter. Umi sheyisrei harizayim bechadot. That's the Yerushalmi. Kasid na alochod da'at zokimam. Umitnei shemamre al bezn sheyiteru. Because Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya's bezn was makar. Va'afilu nizbashel ha-shemen harizayim muter. Va'afilu nizbashel ha-shemen harizayim muter. You see, there is a distinction. There is a distinction between the two takones that originally the Chachomim mastered, and then because when he's pashit b'riva tzibur, so he later bezin was not. And that is the takone of Ezra that a balkeri is also in the retiro, and the takone that Shemesh Rakum is also. Whether Doniel Asadet or whether Chachomim Asadet with Shammai Besilel Asadet, but that too, the Chachomim later Bezdin was matterish because it was Liposhto B'Riva Tzibur. But there is a fundamental difference, you see, in respect to the Takone by Ezra, that in Balkeri is also Midrash Tirei, so no later Bezdin explicitly lifted the Takone. But they just declared, in view of the fact that it was originally it was not mispashit b'riva tzibur, and the bezdin gezrim l'atzibur on k'riva tzibur yechelu l'amibor, so mainly it's not effective. But they didn't explicitly lift the takon. Because of that, so the Rambam writes in the Tshuva, u'mashe omar hadayim Alexandre olai. Shein ani teve ulikeri sheker ulayid olay vulayitzi shemra olay shein omri manati esatzmi milit ulikeri im loy bimokim chayim. I mean he felt offended by the statement by the Dayan of Alexandria that the Rambam was not Zohir, you know, in Tfilas Valkyar Lidvetera Mitfilo. Why did he say that? Because the Rambam emphasizes that the Balkeri is Mutar. So because of that, he drew the conclusion, since the Rambam declares to everybody that the Balkeri is Mutar, the Vatera Mutar Mitfilo, Minastam, the Rambam himself is not Zoya. So he felt offended. Why did he feel offended? After all, here, so you know what the Rambam says, Umi Sheisrei Harizayim Bechad Godo. The answer is there is a fundamental difference. Both takones are muter because one is pashto b'riva tzibur. But vis-a-vis the takone of Balkeri, so that no later bezdin at any time explicitly lifted the takone of bezdin. But they declared that the takone never became effective because it was never nispashet b'rivatim. At the very outset, it was not nispashet. It doesn't mean chas v'sholem that if it, at the beginning it is nispashet, and later on it's not nispashet, that it becomes bottle chas v'sholem. Because if that had been the aloche, so all takonis chachomim would be bottle mevudot. Because most takonis are not nispashet l'atzib, or even most devices are not nispashet. One second, excuse me, let me, please. Now, so that's why over there, the Rambam doesn't say Chas v'Sholem, Harizayim v'Chet Godol, because no Bezdin explicitly lifted the Takonet. Masha'im came, he just declared, because most Takonets are not, it was never Nispashayim, so they decided to lift the Takonet. So Memele Shmuel said to Rav, the Yoshalme says, V'Noi, so you'll be even aware, Kasim Noch Lizach Mamre. So that's why the Rambam says, "Harizim lechetor, mipni shemamra ubezdin sheikeru, va'afilu nizbashi lahashemen, harizim lechetor." Ve'in, that's the Gemara of Mishra Shlik. Ve'in nese alei mipni bishur yakum, mipni shu nechot mipni shu chay. Ve'loi mipni bishur yakum, mipni sha'aposto. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, "If mishum yehu be'misrasor, gives it tamul dam. If mishum gulakum, neisim tamul dam. V'loy mipnei gulakum, mipnei sha'aposor pigim es Hashemen u'masrichet. Pigim es Hashemen u'masrichet." So how is the Rambam? Why the Rambam saying? Why is the Tosea machmas gulakum? Because the posor is pigim es Hashemen u'masrichet. That's in regard to Shem. That Aloha Gimel says. וכן דבש של עקום, שנזבשה, ועושו ממנו מיני ניסיקו, זה ליקסיס, מותה מטעם זה, ואתם זה, מפני שהבוסו, יספיגים את הדבש שהוא מסריך. מסריך. So it appears that the Rambam explained, you see, the Rambam doesn't mention yayin. The Rambam doesn't mention yayin. The Rambam mentions בוסו. According to Rashi, we want to discuss the possibility of Iru, Shemen with bosa. Only the possibility of the year of Shemen with Yai, or the year of Vash with Yai. But the Rambam mentions bosa. So apparently, it's mashma. That the Rambam agrees with the Rishayim who say that him Shemeruve means bosa. But there is a machleket between the Rashi and the Keset Mishneh as to what is the Shittes Rambam. The Gavei Stam came over that. No, it's Margal Bipume Becholin Shea, I mean that's the way we pass. I mean the Shkonoch passes like that. That Stam Kelim, Elam Yeh. In other words, if let's say somebody borrowed the Kelim from a Goy, and of course the Goy used the Dvor Masurim, cooked Dvor Masurim in the pots. So of course the Chatchil one is not allowed to cook, because even though it's not in the Yehne, so the Chatchil it's also to be Mevashe. But the Eved, if you are Mevashe, Heter, in a Kehle that has a B.S. Yisera, that is already more than the Yemi, more than 24 hours, so then it's Muta. So the Shaili is supposed Israel borrowed the Kehle from an Afro. It was a clean Kehle. And he cooked it by Heter. Mamesh, immediately after he borrowed the Kehle. Is that by Heter Muta or not? So the Shkonoch passed, Stam Kehle in the Yemi. In a Stam, that Kehle was used by the Akum for it var Yisera more than 24 hours before. More than 24 hours before. So, of course, we cannot apply it, let's say, to a restaurant, because in a restaurant, we can only apply it to a kele that one borrowed from a private goy, not a kele that is used in a restaurant, because in a restaurant, they keep on 24 hours a day, so they keep on using the kele. But Stam Akum, so Shchloch Pastens, Stam Kelim, Enam Neyem. So it's me. There are some Rishayim who say, no, there is no such aloche that Stam Kelim is Enam Neyem. So the Shaili is, so there is a machleket between the Rashi and the Keset Mishneh, what the Shittes HaRambam is. Well, the Shittes HaRambam is, that Stam Kelim is Neyem, or Stam Kelim Enam Neyem. Now, so, the Keset Mishneh says here, in Yochas Machol is Asures. That in view of the fact that the Rambam in pointing out that Shemen Shalakum is Muta, So he says, Vininesa, Loy mitne bishul yakum mitne shnechok moishul chai. Veloy mitne gilul yakum mitne shabos or pegim is Hashem and Masriche. Why does he have to say, pegim is Hashem and Masriche? Let him say, because Stam Kalim in a Meyeno. He says that mitne shabos or pegim is Hashem and Masriche. So, in other words, because the Shittes Rambam is that we don't say Stam Kelim Eino Ne'emon, but here there is no Choshe, because even the Bered itself gives a tampo. That's the case of me. So in other words, the Ramo says in Simon Tzadikei, when do we say that if you put something sharp in the Gdere, so Chuf and Mashal Yishvach, only if the major part, if the sharp thing, the spicy thing, is a major ingredient in the Gdere. But if you put, let's say, sharp thing, is spice, very little of it, so then it doesn't change. It doesn't change it into a tamishuk. The dafter rubi davachar vino. Mishum ocher vino al kaponim mitavlin chile godol shehu nirgash har bebigdeir. Blua mibasa b'cholop pirash kibim shekvones lagdeir omdriyat basa b'cholop lechshev v'mabayim shamayim shebishol tich misliyis kinevelet v'avol kinebishol oz basa b'cholop rak sheichia b'siyosef l'hokul b'mov olayla b'mbishol basa b'cholop v'nchimu amayim v'avol oz amayim nevelet v'yesh v'eskin kab netam v'min achas p'gemes. The apple, Peter is a final little hatter. My own call not him a handler, they should in the shopping in Baylor, in the head mislays. Why? Because there is a sex vacant. First of all, maybe that walk is like Amletam, that Linus Lilo makes it into Pogum. Assuming that Hawak is not like Amletam, that Linus Lilo does not make it into Pogum, maybe that walk is like the smart, that even though we say, Tiranas in the Baylor, that we show is him, but that does not mean that we consider it. That you consider the mayim that absorbed, let's say, particles of chilev, as if the mayim had been chilev themselves, that we should have to wait 24 hours from the time that the defne agdere absorbed the particles of mayim. Bishor isurim b'cholim and pirush apilatidim last lilo. Kivin the gufet amayim in chashomik yivil bishor isurim b'plukte. Bishim tzarik beis uchaydav mesamchin alamakim.